Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the fifth Eli in Parsha's Bereishis. That's Perek Dalad Pasuk Yotes. Vayikach Lemech Shtei Nashim, and Lemech took two wives for himself. Shema Achas Ada, the name of one of them was Ada. Shema Shein Sila, the name of the second one was Sila. Let's see Rashi over here Pasuk Yotes. Vayikach Lemech Loi Haylo the Farsh Kalzeh. The pasuk really didn't have to tell us all this. El Lamanu Misayfu Inyan Shekimakash Baruch Hu After Chasay Shomer Shivasam Yukam Kain. The only reason why it does teach us is because we learned from the end of this topic that Hashem kept to His word. He kept His promise that He said at the end of seven generations, Kayim is going to be killed. And Lemech, he got up after there were seven generations and he killed Kayin. Zeh Shomer, that's why it says in the pasuk, Ki Isharaki the Fitzi. Shtei Nashim, he married two wives. Kachay Darkin Shadar HaMabul. This is what the Dar HaMabul used to do. Achas Apir of Rivia. They would marry one woman and she was for having children. Achas Tashmish, and one was just for relations. Zui Latashmish, the one for relations. Mashka Kashal Akarin. They would give her to drink this drink of roots. Kadesha Te'akar. She would become barren because of that. Mekushetus Lakala, she would be adorned like a bride, Umachil Madanim, and he would feed her many delicacies. But Vechaverta, the other one that was for having children, Nizufa Vavelo Kalmana, she was cast aside and she was degraded like an almana, like a widow. Vezeu Shapirish Iev, and that's what Iev said. Roya Kar Loiseled, Vaalmana Loyetiv, Kamashim Fresh Bagaris Chelek. Ada, what's the understanding of his name, Ada? He shall peer of Rivia, she was the one that was for having children. Al Shem Shemuguna Olav, she was disgusted to him, Umusaris Me'etzlan, she was kept away from him. Ada is Targum Shalsura. Sila, he shall tashmish, she was the one for having relations with. Al Shem Shev is Tamid Betzila, because she's always in his shade, she's always next to him. Devaragadahem Bebracious Rabba. So back to Chomish Pasuk Chav, Vatelid Ada is Yavol, and Ada gave birth to Yavol, Hu Haya Avi Yashav Oil Mikne, he was the father of those that dwell in tents and with livestock. Vishem Achiv Yuval, the name of his brother was Yuval, Hu Haya Avi Koltefes Kinev Ugov, he was the father of all that held harp and flute. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Chav, Avi Yashav Oil Mikne, Hu Haya Rishain, he was the first L'roya Behemoth B'midbars, the ones that herd animals in the desert, V'yeshav Ayalim, and that dwell in tents. Chedesh Kan V'chedesh Kan, a month over here, a month over there, B'shvil Mirat Sinai, because of the pasture for his sheep. Uchshakala Mer Makam Zeh, when there's no more place to graze in one place, Halech Zekeh Alay Makam Acher, he would go and put his tent in another place, otherwise known as the Bedouins. Omed Shagada, Agada explains, B'ayna Batam Avayt Zalilim, he would build houses for Avayt Zara, K'madat Amar, like it says, Sema Hakina Hamakne, V'chein Achav and his brother, Toifes Kiner V'ugav, L'zarm L'Avayt Zalilim, he was the first one that played music for Avodah Zarah. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Beis, V'tzila gam hi yaldas Tuval Kain. She gave birth to Tuval Kain. Loitesh, he would sharpen, kol chayresh, any shape or form, nechayshas ubarzel, of copper and iron, v'chayz Tuval Kain Nama, and the sister of Tuval Kain, her name was Nama. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Beis. Tuval Kain, what's his understanding of the name Tuval Kain? It's kind of like the name Kain, but it has this word Tuval added on. So the reason why he has this name is because Tuval Umnaseh Shal Kain, he seasons, he spices up the craft of Kayin. Tuval is l'shain tavlin. This is an expression of tavlin, of spicing. Tovel v'hiskin, he spiced up and he improved umnaseh shel Kayin, the craft of Kayin. Lasus klei zayin l'reitzchim, he made weapons for murderers. Kayin was a murderer, so he spiced up that craft by making weapons for murderers. Loitesh kol charesh nechashes ubarzel, mechadeid klei umnes nechashes ubarzel, he would sharpen any tool that was made out of copper or iron. And let's go to the last Rashi, Nama, he ishta shel Noach, she is the wife of Noach, Bereishis Rabba, and that's why she's mentioned over here. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the sixth Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.